The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
While we're recording.
Yeah, you should do that. Be like, hey. Hey. Welcome to Geek Life HQ. You're on the radio.
Welcome, caller.
It's for a cop. Oh, that's good. I'm a caller guy. What's happening is Justin is actually calling Matt right now.
It's ringing.
Yo, what up?
Hey, you gonna join this podcast or what?
Oh fuck, dude, I forgot. Yeah, I'll log in right now.
All right.
Sorry, dude.
Bye. Bye.
And that's our cold open.
Fuck it, Matt. He's probably like, oh, I was watching Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, dude, time passes when you're reading the Bible.
He's like, I was taking a shit and fell asleep.
Oh, just like Elvis.
I ate a bunch of peanut butter and banana sandwiches and had to go take a shit.
Oh, man, I've been bound up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, speaking of which, can't believe Lisa Marie's passed away.
What the fuck, dude? Right? Like, just out of the gate, and they hit us with Elvis's daughter. It's like her mom hasn't even passed. It's crazy. That's just nuts. And I don't think that Lisa Marie is that much younger than her mom, you know?
Yeah. And then Nick Cage had to come out and say he was deeply saddened, which I'm sure he was.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, there was no doubt he was absolutely enamored with her, you know?
Oh, because he was obsessed with Elvis, so I would imagine.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But how weird would that be to be, like, you married, like, Eastman's daughter?
Oh, wow. Well, I know he's got a son, but, yeah.
Don't say doing your son. Don't say doing your son.
It would be crazy, but you know what I think of is Chris Pratt and Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Yeah.
Know? More like that, but we were just talking about Lisa Marie Presley, Matt.
Oh, okay, yeah, she kicked it, huh?
Yeah.
How Matt puts it so eloquently. She kicked it.
And they were really diplomatic about it, too. They're like, oh, yeah, she's not quite dead yet. And then it's like a minute later, you get a post. No, she dead. It's like, oh.
They were doing the Monty Python. I'm not dead. I feel fine.
Did they do that with Jerry Mathers last year? No, not Jerry Mathers. Tony something? The guy that played... what's his name? Cleaver? I forget.
Yeah.
He's the older brother.
He actually just spawned. I'm not dead.
No, you want Tom Plow, you know, from the Beaver? Yeah, they were gay. Oh, man. Mr. Plow. That's great. But, man, you missed a good conversation we had, like, warming up before we started recording. We were talking about how the 90s, like, things were different, but the 90s were kind of like a golden era that we'll never see again. And how our generation is kind of, we're both pre-internet and post-internet. So it's kind of like a weird sort of place to be in.
We're the last generation to know what life is like without the internet.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much, man. We got all the hardships of not having the internet.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we're all relying on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot how to do math. You know, it's
back when your teacher used to tell us, you got to remember it because you'll never have a calculator on you all the time.
And it's like this. Show's phone.
Oh, man. I would have said to him, do you even watch Star Trek? Like, I will either have an Android, a fucking genius child, or the computer, which I can say, computer, you know, do this math equation. I'm like, what are you saying?
And then Justin would run around the classrooms going, anarchy, anarchy. I don't know what it means, but I like it.
I kind of did that in high school a couple times, like ran through the halls doing that. I don't know.
And then his teacher yelled at him, and he pissed his pants. And then he sat in his piss pants all day.
All day, my piss pants. Oh man, what a great little nugget of a movie that is.
That's great.
That could be a trilogy, right?
I mean, I guess it could be. Okay, so I gave the guys the task: pick your top three trilogies.
Yep.
because I saw a lot of talk this week on the internet about best trilogies of all time, and of course everyone picks Lord of the Rings as number one. And I'm like, no. Hell to the no.
I glazed over that one.
Yeah, like it's not a top
trilogy. There's a better trilogy than Lord of the Rings, and Lord of the Rings is a great fucking trilogy, and that's coming from me. I love it, but there's a better trilogy out there. Absolutely.
That movie, it's not made for everyone.
It's, you know? I agree. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, just there's a lot of stuff. Like, I'll never watch Jane Austen films because I'm not interested in them.
Yeah.
You know, but they're incredibly popular, you know, so I just don't care, you know. Yeah. And I imagine some people feel that way about Lord of the Rings. I think it's cool as hell. So
I enjoyed them, but it's just like it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's
I enjoyed them, but they're not my top trilogies. I don't think they're my top ten.
You don't really get into the fantasy stuff anyway. So
yeah, I'm not a huge fantasy person.
Yeah, so I could be talking about like Wheel of Time and like Rings of Power and stuff like that, and you're like, nah.
When you start into that, I go into my wrestling mode when you guys start talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like wrestling.
Yeah. You want to talk about another thing that was better in the 90s? Fucking wrestling was better in the 90s.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yep.
Justin, start us off. What's your top three trilogies?
Okay, so absolutely no surprise on what should be number one.
I already know your number one without you even saying it.
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because it's perfect. You can watch the first movie, the second movie, and the third movie. All three of them are shot the same way, same actors around the same time. None of them like seriously aged up unless they're doing age makeup. The effects are all the same. It's not like when you watch The Fellowship of the Ring versus Return of the King and you see the big, huge gap that they have with the CGI. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, while filming this, we developed this new stuff. And they're like, when you go back and watch like the beginning parts of Fellowship of the Ring with like the Watcher in the water and all that, you're like, oh my God, this looks like Resident Evil. You know, the first Resident Evil, which was like, oh shit. You know, that was just like a dark period in like the early 2000s where CGI was just horrible.
Should we chime in if they're on our list too?
Is that on your list?
Sure.
Back to the Future is on my list.
What number do you have it ranked?
I couldn't narrow it down to three. I have five.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Matt's trying to be overachiever.
Oh, I'm not. I just couldn't. It's like number two on my list.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. It holds up. You could watch all three of them in a row every year, or you know, once every couple months, anything like that, and it just holds up.
The practical effects, for the most part, hold up, except for some of the fire effects, and they fly off, and it's kind of. But they don't use that a lot. It's a lot of practical effects, a lot of close up tight shots. You know, when the car's lowering in Back to the Future 2 in the alley, it's like that they actually did it. You know, it's like it's all practical and it looks great.
I don't even mind like the 2015 stuff. That's fine. It's like, and that's another example of like how we were watching this in 1985 and we're like, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Then you hit it and you're like, yeah, well, you know, it's all right. Yeah.
But it's still a fun movie. It's still.
Absolutely.
You know, like seeing all that kind of like outlandish stuff. It's like, it's funny to see that they thought that.
I agree.
And we're living it. And it's like, yeah, that's not like that.
And that's by far like Zemeckis' best work. You know, it's, like for everything that they put together and that they put into that movie, like they've never touched anything close to that ever again. So,
and each movie holds up on its own and you don't really need to see the other ones, in my opinion.
If you
can watch them out of order and not.
You can. I mean, it's like, if you know there's a two out there and you just saw one with the ending of one, there's no way you're not going to seek that out and see it.
Oh yeah.
You know, I just think it's so fucking good.
Well, it's one of those things you can start three, two, you can go back to one. You can watch it one, two, three. You can watch two, one, three. And you're not lost at any point in the story. Because each movie has its own story, but they're all cohesive at the same time. So
I'm going to surprise you with my number two. Okay. Because I'm not putting Lord of the Rings on this one because, you know, it's kind of like disqualified itself. The Fistful of Dollars, like the Man with No Name, that one, like that series that he had,
the Clint Eastwood series.
Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Let me see. I just looked it up too. It's, was it A Fistful of Dollars, Fistful More, and The Man with No Name. So those are kick-ass westerns, the spaghetti western era and all that. I love those. And I mean, as it's funny because like with Clint Eastwood, you could almost say, is this the same character in every western he's ever done? And you'd probably be pretty close to right. You know, they just have different names. So, but yeah.
Clint Eastwood was a badass. He was a badass western star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like Outlaw Josie Wales and, you know, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, like all that. But but this particular set, you know, it's like four trilogies and like just a pure three set of movies. I like it.
I mean, yeah, he brought us the wow, wow, wow.
And that links to Back to the Future as well.
It does, because he...
We have a third one yet.
Very... I didn't put that together. I'm glad you did. So that's pretty good.
It also links... Oh, no. I take that back. Not to that one. Take it back. I'm not even going to say nothing.
Links to Clint Eastwood yelling at a chair.
Links to him getting old and talking about an Asian kid trying to steal his car.
You tried to steal my chicken. Wait, wrong movie. Yeah, absolutely. And let's see, the third one. What was it? What kind of came to mind was like the El Mariachi films, but I wasn't sure if that was like a complete trilogy.
It actually is a complete trilogy.
Oh, is it? Okay. So it was between those or
only because you get to see Selma Hayek's titties.
Yeah, I mean it is. What was the other one I was looking at? Fuck, I don't want to take them all, but I mean, The Godfather goes on there. Like, three's obviously the one that's not the best, but like two in many respects is like just a superior movie to one. But one to me is like this movie, it has so much feeling in it. And there's like those parts that you just like, you don't watch it, you like experience the movie. It's just such a well shot film. So I got to say The Godfather, because it's like that movie affects me.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'll do mine. My number three is the Naked Gun series.
Yep.
Nice.
The Naked Gun, dude.
It's the bomb.
That changed my childhood.
Yeah.
Here, Norberg. Here's the What do you mean, no? I know when a lady says no, she really means yes. Yes. What do you mean, no? All right, I still quote that movie to this day with the "I used to be white."
Was that the one with the guard who also was unhappy? You do say that a lot. Yeah.
Raymond wants in, but he's one of the guards. Yeah, he's unhappy here.
The great Fred Ward.
Yeah, that was
nobody from that movie besides OJ still alive.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Actually, Priscilla Presley.
Number two. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that would be my number three. My number two, I got to go Evil Dead, of course.
That's on my list, too, as well.
That's cool. I don't think Evil Dead 1 is a great movie. I think that 2 is
great.
And I think Army of Darkness is like... That movie on its own, it's like one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, absolutely.
Evil Dead 1 is kind of a dud, man.
It kind of is, but
it was a low budget movie and it set the tone. If you didn't have that first movie, you wouldn't have the cheesy, campy horror that you do today.
I know, but that's what kept it out of there for me, because I thought about it too, but that's what kept it out was Evil Dead 1.
I gotta go with what movies like meant the most to me.
I thought you were gonna say House of a Thousand Corpses,
The Munsters.
Oh, fuck you.
No,
I can't wait to hear what Matt's gonna say now too. And so.
Then I'll go through an honorable mention real quick that are two honorable mentions that almost made the list.
Wayne's World 1 and 2, and then watching Wayne's World 1 again.
Yes.
Okay.
No, actually I was gonna say the Vacation movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, for the first couple, maybe, but then it's like, didn't they do like seven of those?
They did do quite a few. I just couldn't remember. But there's really only like three that I like.
So Wally World, the summer vacation. You got Christmas, okay,
and then you got European vacation.
European,
that one's a pass for me.
Yeah, it's a pass for me. Like, okay, for me, on the three that I actually enjoy would be the first one, Family Vacation, Christmas Vacation.
Yep.
And then the Vegas vacation.
Vegas, dude.
You know what? I'm glad you put the Vegas one in there.
A lot of people glaze over that one, and that's a sleeper, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I love that movie.
That movie is so memorable, and I like it just because those vacation movies came out kind of before I was like watching movies, and that one came out in the theaters. And that's why that one holds my heart. And like watching it, it could be such a classic, but like, hey, Papa Giorgio, Mr. You know, it's like,
Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma, so Arizona.
Yeah, so fucking quotable, dude.
Dude, I still watch 17. It. Day, like, with fucking, with
Are any, you sure, wow, sir?
That's a bigger fire than the red drink. Or,
and don't because of radiation.
Can you believe they used to touch H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property?
Yes, that's what it was.
All I know is my garden's been spitting out 20-pound tomatoes.
Mom says that he'll be shitting rocks. Oh, that's bad language. Don't say that. Sorry. Bricks.
Why don't you buy a bullet and rent a gun? Dude, there's just so many great lines in that movie. Like, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I'm with you because that would be in my top three too. So,
yeah,
and European Vacation has some funny stuff in it. You know,
it has some funny ones, but Christmas, Family, and Vegas, those are the three I count as a trilogy. I don't really watch any of the other ones. So,
is Captain Ron a vacation movie?
Yeah, it's a vacation movie. Yeah, it's a feel good vacation movie.
Yeah, it's like National Lampoon presents Captain Ron.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that.
That's canon now. No, but, wait, no, that's the third escape from movie, right? That comes after New York or LA.
Great.
Yeah. He escaped LA and then went on vacation.
Yeah. He didn't have the eye. Think about it. He's wearing the eye patch.
Snake Bliskin goes to the Caribbean.
Yeah, you know.
Changes his name to Ron.
Yeah. You know. They think he's dead.
It's plausible.
Just saying, you got a trilogy now. And yeah. It involves that movie. Fuck. And then, so that's an honorable mention.
Yeah, and then the other honorable mention would be the Dark Knight trilogy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, something that kept me off was the third one. So just
because, I like them all.
I don't dislike it, but in terms of like, it's not as good as it was back then. Now,
I think those three just. They rank special for me because I was in the city the whole time they filmed all three of those movies.
That's so fair.
I constantly saw them filming it, which was just awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I got to see the Gotham police cars and all that stuff out every day. And
that, you know what? That's kind of like me with Crystal Skull, where, you know, I was working in the bank where the guy came in from the bus company, you know, and they were renting the bus company for the movie. So it's New Britain Public Transportation, which they show in the car chase.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, I was there when the guy was like getting the bus. So I was yeah.
And then, so my number one, drum roll, no surprise, Lethal Weapon.
Nice.
Everybody goes, there's four of them. I don't give a fuck. It's a trilogy. It's what I said. I like it. It's my number one. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Getting too old for this shit.
Actually, I literally just watched it last night, too.
That does not shock me. So I thought that was a Christmas watch for you, like annually.
It's, I didn't watch it this Christmas, so I think I'm just catching up. I mean, come on, dude. You got the great saxophone riffs.
I was listening to our friends over on the Hooked on Movies podcast. They covered 1 through 3 of Lethal Weapon, and they said that no matter what, there's always a helicopter.
There is.
In like every Richard Donner movie, there's a helicopter.
Oh, dude! I mean, there's always a helicopter, and Riggs always drives a dually Chevy.
Nice.
You notice the same things in the movies, but you're like, dude, I fucking don't care. I love it.
That first movie is just such a different experience from the second, third, and fourth.
But oh, yeah.
It's like you want to talk about like emotional gravitas and stuff like that. When he puts that fucking gun to his head and you're just like, oh my God, fucking Mel Gibson. You know, it's
dude, that movie has everything. It's got humor. It's got It's got tragedy. It's got hell, like a fucking Shakespeare
play. It's got your titties.
you got your hookers.
Yeah.
Hookers falling out of buildings. Smith. You got fucking Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
What Leo wants, Leo gets.
Yep. Yeah. He definitely made it the second, the third, and fourth movie. So.
I mean, dude, I love Joe Pesci in all those movies.
There was an alternate take, I guess, where they killed him.
Oh, I'd like to see that one.
I don't know if they ever released it or anything like that, but I was reading about it, and I'm like, that would have dramatically changed, because that would have been in 3.
Yeah.
That would have dramatically changed 4.
You know? Definitely.
Like, how would that work?
That's when they brought in Chris Rock and
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Did that's when they did the reverse blackface or what?
That's Lethal Weapon 5.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see Eddie Murphy do a movie in whiteface. That'd be great. Come on, just take it.
Eddie Murphy plays Riggs and.
Oh my god! That'd be...
Who would you get to?
No, he could do it like all his other movies where he plays all the characters and he.
Yeah. Like, who would complain?
Riggs and Murdoch.
Lethal Eddie.
And the captain.
Speaking of Eddie Murphy, did you all see his speech when he accepted his Golden Globe or whatever, dude? That was actually a speech worth listening to.
No, I didn't watch any of those.
He was like, what was it? He's like, I'm going to give advice to three things. For young actors. Is like, pay your taxes, mind your business, and keep Will Smith's wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Good shit. Yeah.
So let's see that Wesley Snipes, and then who's the second one?
I don't know. Oh, but yeah, that was great.
Well, it's so funny too that he like brought that up, which is like a year ago on a different award show.
Yeah.
What did he even win for?
I don't know.
You're like, just give it to him.
Nice. Pretty much.
Win for being on Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, Matt, what's your 5 since you couldn't make a 3?
Since you guys talked about Back to the Future already, I'll skip that. And we talked about Evil Dead already. I'll skip that one. So I'll just give you the 3 I have remaining.
Cool.
Okay, my number one out of the 3 of those, I have The Night of the Living Dead.
Nice.
I
kind of thought that would be on your list. But yeah.
It's Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Day of the Dead.
So yeah.
They're all just like... didn't have those movies, you wouldn't have any zombie movies.
No, yeah.
I like Dawn a lot. Like Dawn has Dawn just a creepy, creepy feeling, and it's like the way it's shot with like the way that they show sunlight and stuff. It looks bleak, you know. So it's pretty cool. It holds up.
That's probably my favorite out of those 3.
Weren't they showing that on was it season 4 at the mall in Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah. That's,
I think
that's on, because it came out in 78, so.
Oh, so.
It might have been showing Day of the Dead.
Oh.
In 85, and that came out. I know back in the
future. Yeah, that was 86, I think.
So, I know Back to the Future was on the marquee, so it might not have been one of these.
There you go.
Yeah, another horror franchise I have.
Justin, I think I'm getting a blowing or something. Do you have a fan on by your microphone?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on.
You might have to hold
it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all good. And then my next one is
blowing. I'm just blowing. I'm just...
He's fucking dusting. That's... Is that a Swiffer?
Just my dick. I Swiffer with my dick.
Oh, okay. Well, we're wholesome family entertainment. Who cares? All right, what's your next one there, Matt?
It's Blade. I got a Blade on there.
Oh, shit. Blade.
Yeah,
I thought about Blade. I do love Blade.
It's just, they're entertaining movies. It's nothing to write home about, but like they're all...
Without Blade, we wouldn't have the Marvel franchise.
Yeah.
Right, dude?
Blade 2 is surprisingly a really good sequel. Yeah, and Blade 3's all right. You know, I'll watch Blade 3. Like, what's on? Blade 3. Oh, fuck, I'll watch it.
There's always an anchor that's the best movie, and then there's always, like, kind of like, you know, the redheaded stepchild. It's like kind of like It's not as good, but you still need it in there. You still got to include it, you know?
Yep.
Did you ever see where they mashed up like the Avengers with Blade 3? Where they're like, oh, come join us. He's like, who the fuck are you people?
That's funny. He would fit in with those guys too, man.
Yeah. It's funny too, because like that was one of those movies like they did that with the second Ghost Rider film where they're like, hey, we're going to try to get the main character and like phase them out a little bit to see if we can get a franchise out of these two people. And it's like Jessica Biel and Ryan Reynolds, and it just didn't quite work, you know? And then it's like you get a Ghost Rider where it's like, yeah, Nicolas Cage is going to be in the movie for 10 minutes. And then you get this other guy being Ghost Rider. It's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, my skull's on fire.
Yeah.
I got skulls.
Do you like the Carpenters?
Shit. And then my last is Kevin Smith. It's Clerks, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy.
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, I would even, it's tough too, because after that is Dogma, and I think Dogma is still my favorite of the stuff that he's done.
Well, Dogma would go in with like it'd be Dogma, it would be Jay and Silent Bob, and then whatever the third one.
Jersey Girl, maybe?
Yeah, the ones that he's all talking about kind of tried, like,
okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, instead of doing Clerks 2 and then Clerks 3 as a trilogy?
No. I mean, it's just, these just fit together, man.
I tell you, man, I think Clerks 3 to me is, like, that's a heavy movie. You know, I love that friggin' film. So Clerks 2 can, like, suck a bag of 37 dicks.
He's just too
hateful. You know, it's like Randall is unlikable. It's like, oh yeah, you know, we see this. I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
it was just they went like, there's a level to like the first Clerks that made it great, and Kevin Smith just he put it on too thick in the second one.
Yeah, it's like you made Randall incredibly racist and homophobic and stuff like that, and it's like not even just that, he's like the worst friend. You know, he steals from people. I'm like, this is not an endearing character. In the first movie, you wanted to be him. In the second movie, you didn't want to even be in the same room as that guy.
I wonder if he did that as like a dig to fucking Brian.
I don't know. I mean, they're still friends, so. Mm-hmm. You know, and obviously he's made Brian very wealthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, like there's no doubt about that. Like he's definitely come through on all of his previous investments. So
I was about to say, what friend hasn't he made rich? That whole group's rich now.
Ming.
Dude, Ming makes that circuit money.
Yeah.
Well, like each one of those movies is like from Clerks, you know, it sets the tone, and then Mallrats just takes it a little bit further, and then Chasing Amy just takes that a little bit further.
I don't disagree with this choice at all.
They're like, they're just building blocks for him, as you know, it shows him getting better and maturing, and then you know,
Chasing Amy too is such a good defined or like well defined story. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like. Like every little piece of it kind of fits, and I would not disagree with you. Mm-hmm. You know, personally, I like some of the other ones better, but I can't argue with what you're saying, because like, what's better than Clerks? You know, it's like even as I'm saying, like Dogma's my favorite, but like Clerks is where it all started. So yeah, and it has Berserker.
Would you like to fucking make fuck?
Did he say that? Yeah, that's solid choices. Can we vote on the worst trilogy ever?
Worst trilogy ever? Oh.
The prequel.
I don't know if that'd be Resident
Evil. That's pretty bad, man. The first three Resident Evils, I mean, like the effects are terrible, but like I don't hate those movies. Is there a third Mortal Kombat? Because that second Mortal Kombat is a flaming turd. The
second one. Well, I guess there is a third one now where it restarted it, but it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no, that's that is like way better. So I don't know. I was thinking of the Halloween Ends and Kills and all that, but the first one was really good.
The first one was good, and then like, the second one was just trash.
The second one was like, all right, where are we going here? I mean, we had no idea what was in store for us. Be like, hey, do you like this Corey guy? No, not at all. Oh, well, he's in the movie. It's like, okay, well, how much in the movie? Kind of the whole movie. Ah, man.
Worst trilogies ever. Wasn't there three of those shitty movies
that all the chicks went and saw about the fucking
the 50 Shades ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a trilogy.
Yeah. Is there three of them?
I don't know. I think there is.
You know, Justin, as much as you can hate those movies have a very desired outcome. So, you know, it's like that's what happens when you watch the like Twilight, you know, back in the day it was like, hey, you want to go see Twilight? That was code. That was code for like, hey, guess what you get to do? You know, it's like that's what happens. So it's like, can you
dirty fuck?
I mean, yeah, they're wearing hats, fancy hats, and
I think I was offered that, and I was like, no, I'm good. I'll just not have sex and not see Twilight.
Suit yourself. I mean, at least they had like licorice and soda and M&Ms and stuff. So
well, I was like, you got me with the first movie. You're not going to get me with any of these other two. They fucking twinkle like fucking disco balls in the sun. Bullshit.
I went to all of them. I think like I'm going to. Oh, you know what trilogy we didn't talk about? The fucking Mummy trilogy. Because you don't have to count that last one because it didn't even have the same actress in it.
I mean,
The Mummy Returns, and then The Mummy 3, right?
Yeah, the one with Jet Li.
Yeah. You know, because the last one,
Mummy 3, Adrian's Revenge.
Yeah, exactly. Rocky 8, which actually exists. Rocky 3 is a superior movie to Rocky 2. We all know this.
I'm trying to think of like the worst trilogies. I mean, if they're bad, I probably wouldn't remember them because I don't want to watch them.
I feel like you've been obligated to see something like this, but
I mean, I've definitely watched them.
Think about this. If they make three of them, there has to be some shred of good in them. If there's three made, you know what I'm saying?
There's like five Jeepers Creepers now.
There has to be something in those movies that people want to see. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Well, I remember way back, right, before it became like this huge franchise, but there was like Fast and the Furious 1 and 2, and then there was Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
Those are great movies.
And they're like, oh, we fucked up. We have to go back and like make everybody's character come back and all that for this.
Yeah. Here, how about this? A question. What trilogy did you think was going to have hope and then just fucking tanked at the end?
Oh, Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, not just at the end, but like halfway middle. Reverse to that one. The Phantom Menace all the way to Revenge of the Sith, it goes up in quality.
Yeah.
Because I like the third movie. I like half of the second movie. And I like maybe the duel scene and the music from the first movie. That's kind of it. You know?
I would say, for me, the new Jurassic Park trilogy was one that...
Oh, fucking, so much
fun. I liked the first kind of reboot. I was like, all right, I like it. And
World
then it
was so good. It's and garbage, then, man. Like the
and then, garbage. As soon as the island blows up in the second one, it just fucking straight down. And the
did
third
you,
one
did
was
you like that
worse.
Third one, Matt? Did you see that one, Dominion?
Is that the one where like they save the baby dinosaur and like give it back? The baby
no. raptor? No, but that's I think you're thinking of Jurassic Park 3 with Vince Vaughn.
No, I watched Dominion. It
brings back all the old characters.
Not Vince Vaughn. What am I saying?
No. Yeah. It brings back all the old characters, and like they have the fucking raptor, the baby raptor in it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it gets kidnapped. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't finish baby. It.
Yeah, I didn't finish it either. So I mean, that's why I'm probably confused.
The movie started out for me when fucking Chris Pratt fucking fucking hog ties a dinosaur.
If he has to hold his hand up like this one more time in any fucking movie, I'm gonna boo.
He does that hand thing. It's like, shut the fuck up with that, dude. Just shoot the fucking thing.
Those movies made me like not enjoy his performance as Star Lord as much.
Yeah,
because I'm just like, you fucking hack.
Yeah, and then so another one that kind of tanked for me was Matrix.
Well, that's fair because like the third movie really kind of drops off a ledge at the end.
You pull the three out from the fourth, the new fourth one. You just consider the three. Fucking what most trilogies do is there's a high point and a low point, and that one that literally just started off high and it went low.
Yeah,
you know,
I liked it. I liked where it was going. I liked the action scenes in it. I liked the idea behind it. I think the execution is just what fell off for me.
Yeah, like I liked the first one. I liked parts of the second one. The third one is forgettable. I don't even really remember it.
And the CGI is pretty much just like, you know, generic fucking CGI. It was at the start of it, and like, you know, the highway scene. I think it's in the third one, or the trucks, or the trucks hit.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it's like there's on this that in this loop, and they're like two. It's like generic video.
The ghost was cool though.
Yeah.
You know, like there were some parts, like I was saying, like the second movie had some really cool stuff, and
like if they made those
fighting all the Agent Smiths, that was cool.
If they made those three today, it'd be way better.
Probably, yeah. I don't disagree with that at all.
But even all like the bunch of Agent Smiths, they're all just generic. Like you could just tell they're copy and paste, dude. You know, I don't know if they were going for that, but like,
well, that just reminds me. So nobody's favorite trilogy is John Wick.
It's a top, probably top it's five soon, to man. Six for me.
Too soon? Okay. I mean, because it made my list, but it wasn't like in the top five. Because yeah. I'm like, I can't wait to see the fourth one.
It's definitely a top 10 for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one that kind of went downhill, as much as I love it, was Transformers.
I don't even know what to tell you, man. It's like the further you go out with that, it's like, are you guys even like, did you even read the script? You're like, what the hell? You're on a submarine now with Anthony fucking Hopkins, and I don't know what's going on. And now you're telling me that King Arthur and all of that was a robot?
Yeah.
I'm like, just, dude, you know what?
I love the Shia LaBeouf ones. Yeah. The Shia LaBeouf ones are awesome. Once they are. Mark Wahlberg, I was like, because here's the thing. It's part of my weekend geek.
I like Mark Wahlberg better than Shia LaBeouf in those movies, but those movies do not deserve him being as good as he was.
Yeah, well, that was part of my weekend geek because I rewatched all Transformers. We laid in bed and watched that, and I realized too, Optimus Prime's his dialogue as the movies progress is stupider and stupider.
Yeah,
by like the third and fourth one, he's literally just saying shit like, "If you stab me, I'll die."
There's a lot of that hokey dialogue though in like the first couple movies and stuff.
Well, I know there is, but like
Anthony Anderson part,
like
she told me to do it. That one right there, she's a temptress.
But see, those ones worked like in I don't know, just like the fourth one with the first one with Mark Wahlberg. Like the dialogue for Optimus Prime is just so stupid. He's like, "Cade, if they shoot you, it will hurt."
Yeah.
"Say hello to your mother for me."
"Until all are one."
"If you're not with me, you're against me." Like, no shit.
"GoBots, what?"
Like, Optimus just says, I was walking around the house all day Saturday just doing like stupid shit. Like, "If I turn the oven on, it'll get hot."
But like the second one's definitely got some dumb moments to it, you know, but it's like, that is a movie that is absolutely made. It's like the opposite of a kaiju movie. It's made better by the human components, right? Yeah. Like Jon Turturro and Anthony Anderson and Shia LaBeouf and like all of those people like put together. Was it Josh Duhamel and
Tyrese Gibson.
Tyrese Gibson's like the only one that comes back and like ties everything together again, you know, for like later in the series. So I'm like, I love that dude. You know, but yeah, it's like you don't even have the same like robots come to the end.
I just laughed too at the end of all of them. Optimus is like, "We saved the day." I'm like, dude, you fucking destroyed the city and probably killed millions of people.
Yeah, there'll be another one of those this year. Actually,
they never mention that either. They're never like, today
10, never 000. Shows the cleanup, dude.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like they just don't like destroying. Movie. They destroy every fucking city they go to, and they're like, "We saved the day."
Well, it's like, "Hey, asshole, fucking rebuild these buildings."
Did they? Yeah, they should have made one of those Transformers from the movie Big that starts out as a building and turns into a robot. Well, what does it do? It's like, well, it cleans itself up after it gets its ass kicked.
Yeah, like totally. Like they just need. Like I just laughed at that thing about. I'm like,
the fuck, like the one they're fighting in fucking Tokyo or whatever, just destroying the shit out of the city.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, Tokyo Drift.
In the Marvel movies, that shit hits on that. It hits on how they destroyed the city.
Yeah. The damage control.
There's literally a whole movie where the plot is because they fucking dropped and killed.
And then the fucking the end credit scene. It's them all eating at the shawarma restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's all fucked up, dude. And they're like,
yeah, it's a hole in the wall.
It's kind of meta, dude. It's like, that's funny, man. That's good shit.
Well, it's funny, too. They had the same sky whales and all that in Transformers that they did in the Avengers
movie. Yeah, I noticed that, too. Like, they look exactly the same. Like, they got lazy.
Well, I think they bought it, you know, and it's like, it was Universal, and they're like, because Universal did Transformers, and Marvel was obviously Disney, so it was a whole different thing. So they probably bought it from a company and they were producing it at the same time.
Probably.
Like, oh, no one will notice. It's like,
nobody will notice.
It's like how everybody uses Skywalker sound, you know? Yeah. So it's like,
dude, fuck it.
Yeah.
If we use the same thing as Marvel, no one will notice.
Yeah, nobody cares. That's crazy.
Roll out.
Yeah. So I was thinking in terms of like horror movies, you don't see, I guess, as many trilogies now because they kind of keep things going.
Well, they like to build franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when it's like, oh, you've got Saw 3, but now there's like Saw 10 is coming out. You know?
What I hate about like is like the money making aspect. Yeah. I want movies I like to make money, but like, give me what makes a good trilogy is that overarching story between the three movies, and then each movie has its own little story.
Yeah,
well, even with Saw, I forget which one, number one, which one it was fucking, but it kind of like took you back to like how it got started. So I didn't mind that one, but some of them are just fucking cash grab shit shows.
Yeah, we just watched 4 and 5, and I think that's like the interesting thing about that is it goes more into like the characters of John Kramer, where it's like, oh shit, this is what was happening when Saw 1 was happening, and I like Saw 1, so what's going on? Mm-hmm. This is John, and this is what happened with his wife and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool. But like,
Spiral was garbage. I
don't
had
like
high
it.
Hopes. Like, I saw the trailer. I'm like, all right, this doesn't look too bad. And then I watched it. I was like,
only thing that could have saved that movie is more Samuel L. Jackson. That's the only thing that could have saved that movie.
Like that movie that movie was dog shit.
Do you think that the Marvel movies count as trilogies, like your Captain America, where you've got three of those, and Thor, and I guess now Ant-Man will be 3.
Yeah, because you can bunch them together. And they...
Oh, the original Spider-Man. You got Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, you got the Sam Raimi, yeah. Which, those ones are good.
I have no problems with them. I mean, even though the third one's a little goofy, it's like, well, what do you expect? You know, it's... You know, I think that... And now you've got the Sony one that's a trilogy, because you've got Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man Far From Home, and then Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
And right, then so that's a trilogy.
Do you get to tie Doctor Strange into the Spider-Man Sam Raimi world now? Since you have Papa Pizza or whatever.
Yeah, Pizza Papa. Yeah. He's going to get his own Marvel series on Disney Plus. It's just him shaking his and punching himself for a whole half hour.
Pizza Papa always gets his money.
He always gets paid. God. Yeah, I think they're doing another, like they're going to do a third Doctor Strange movie as well. I saw that's coming.
Yeah, I'm good.
That seems to be you know what I really want more than anything is a second Shang-Chi or like a series or something. It's like, give me more of that.
Yeah, Shang-Chi was actually surprisingly good to me.
What a friggin' sleeper movie that was. You know, just like out of nowhere hits you and you're like, you know what? I get it. It connects to things that I like. These characters are likable. I care about them. The story is compelling. The effects are fucking awesome. Like, give me more of that shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're getting a lot of recycled bullshit now.
Well, they're like, well, Ant-Man's going to set everything else up. I'm like, well, good thing you put it in my least favorite character's movie. You know?
Yeah,
I'm like,
I don't think of more garbage series.
Well, Ant-Man wouldn't even be where it is now if it wasn't for Paul Rudd and how.
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If there was anybody else that played that character, it wouldn't have got it to. You know, they wouldn't have fucking had him in those other fucking movies.
I like him, but let me ask you this question. Could you honestly tell me that Scott Lang was not pretty much Mr. Gruberson from Ghostbusters Afterlife?
Yeah.
He's kind of the exact same character. Yeah. And I mean, like, he's still blowing up cars and shit, too. And
I'm surprised Justin didn't have Ghostbusters on his trilogy list.
I didn't even think about it until right now, but
yeah, yeah, there are three of them now.
That's awesome. Like, they tie together, but I just think they waited way too long, man.
Yeah, and the third one would be the Ghostbusters 2016 movie, so I wouldn't
want. No, that one we forget about.
That one doesn't count.
What?
Wait, there was the Ghostbusters in 2016? Get out of town!
Oh my god, that should have been a requiring on dating profiles. Do you like Ghostbusters 2016? All right, skipping. That crazy hotline, you know? That bit, what was it? Barney's crazy hot ratio. You know?
But my wife likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, a lot of people's girlfriends are back there. Terrible. Yeah. Austin Powers was one that was on my list too that we didn't get to talk about.
Yeah.
I was surprised nobody mentioned that, but it's funny too because I think the third movie is way funnier than the second movie.
Yeah.
I like all three of them, but you know, if I sat down, I would rather watch Goldmember than watch The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like gold.
Hey, can I paint his hoo-hoo gold? It's kind of my thing. Like, no, that's weird.
Stone it down. Yeah, Austin Powers was a great trilogy. I definitely loved Austin Powers growing up.
I'm surprised we don't see more out of Seth Green in terms of, like, comedies. You know, like, he had his moment, and then he's kind of moved on.
Well, he's got that Robot Chicken money.
Yeah, I was talking to someone yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, that like, met him and stuff like that, and I'm like, what's he like? And they're like, well, he likes to smoke weed. I'm like, all right, that's fair.
You know? I think Austin Powers, just, like, when it came out, I just think it was everywhere, and it was just shoved down my throat so much that I just, like, stopped liking it, you know? It was, like, everybody knew what it was. Everybody's parents were fucking quoting it, and it was just, like, it wasn't cool to like it. That's why it's, like, I kind of, like, shied away from it. Like, the first one I saw, and then, like, I think I saw the second one, but I didn't even go near the third one just because it was just, you know, too popular for me, too pop culture.
I could see that, yeah. It was definitely an alternative to, like, the Adam Sandler stuff or even, like, the Chris Farley stuff that we were getting at the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, but what about even those where you have, like, Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, and then what would be the third one? Beverly Hills Ninja? Or you'd have, like, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and then what was his third one? Not Little Nicky. It was before that.
What, Waterboy?
Waterboy, yeah. Was it Waterboy? Yeah, because that was before Mr. Deeds, but...
Yeah.
You know, like those,
I think Mr. Deeds fits in that third with Billy Madison and...
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, because he's not playing us. He's playing himself, dude.
I like all those movies.
What about another, like, trilogy esque thing that defined our teenage years? American Pie.
Oh yeah, so there's four of those now.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I mean, kind of like you go back and, like, look at it with a lens of today, and you're like, yeah, well, you know, but I mean, you can still enjoy the movie.
I mean, people still reference Stifler's mom.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. People, she just won a fucking still
call
Golden
him.
Globe.
People still call him Stifler.
I think that is like the greatest crime of the century was that this guy doesn't get more roles.
Yeah.
Like, what a versatile fucking actor he is, and so good. Like, and he was in the Lethal Weapon series.
Yeah.
It's like, why is Sean William Scott not getting more work?
I thought he got canceled.
Yeah, I think he was just because of his drinking and shit.
It was definitely because of drugs and alcohol and stuff like that, I'm sure. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, after seeing, like, when you see him in Goon, you're like, that's not fucking Stifler, man. You
Guess know? Who fucking shared a tweet from that movie franchise that I... The Rookie of the Year guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went to did the Rookie of the Year filming locations, and somehow he got... I think I tweeted it out and he, like, shared it or something.
Yeah.
Thomas Ian Nichols.
Was that him? Nichols. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was cool.
He's in a band. Of course.
Is it called Rookie of the Year?
Aren't they all?
Is it called Little Big Leaguer?
Yeah, it's called Baseball Guy.
Well, but that's another one. There's
Major it's called League. Float It.
Major League has three movies.
Major League, yeah, but let's face it, nobody really watched the third one.
Third one has Walter Goggins in it.
Don't I know?
Yeah, Jobu. Yeah, he's in the third one too with him. There's no Rick Vaughn.
It's Major League. Out of the there's one and two, and then the rest are just not there.
I've watched fucking. Isn't he the fucking president, dude?
Machete.
Isn't he the fucking car insurance guy too? Or
he does have two parts in that. Yeah,
one of them. Or
he is the Allstate guy. Yes,
is he the Allstate guy? He's like Joe Boo's fucking Allstate.
And Soriano hits a pop fly and he's stopping. Must have killed some gnats.
damn curveballs. Jesus Christ. I like him very much. But he will not help you hit the curveball.
Dude, the part I think I loved when I was growing up, just the second was just the Asian guy. You have no marbles.
Marbles. Yeah, that's a classic.
Dude, and I love the first one with Eddie Murphy. Oh, shit, been caught already.
Wait. What about look who's talking. Look who's talking now, and then look who's talking to, right? No. Like,
oh, God.
That's some classics. That's what we liked back then, you know?
What about all the Ernest movies?
They're classics. I watched another one, which was Ernest Rides Again, and I'm like, this is every bit as good as Ernest Scared Stupid and Saves Christmas and all that. So it's like, there's like five of those movies that are like awesome. Ernest Goes to School, great. The same shit that you're looking for. But then you get to like Ernest Goes to Africa, and you're like, they barely financed this movie.
Or Ernest Diddles a Child.
Oh. Come on now.
That one didn't go over too well.
What you talking about, Vern?
Hey, put your pants on. What are you doing?
Ernest takes an erection.
Yeah. Ernest takes Viagra. What are you taking there, son? The old woman. Yeah, but that's a great call, though, because you got Ernest Goes to Camp, right? And then you've got Ernest Saves Christmas. And then you've
Ernest
got
Goes Ernest to Jail.
Stupid. Well, yeah, or you can go either one of them.
Ernest goes to jail for going to camp and going to school, I guess.
Ernest Goes to Camp is amazing.
Ernest Goes to Jail is actually the last one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like Saves Christmas, but I would probably take jail over that.
In the timeline of things, Ernest Goes to Jail is the last
one. He goes to school, and then he goes to camp, and then he goes to jail for going to school and to camp. Now I can't be between 50 yards and him and a kid.
Hey, Vern, that's why.
He can't be within 30 feet of a school or a Chuck E. Cheese.
You just reminded me. The freaking Hangover. Yeah, that was a trilogy.
Oh, that's a trilogy.
Yeah.
Ernest gets a restraining order.
Hey, it's my good friend, Mr. Chang. Oh, that'd be great. Ernest and Mr. Chang together. I show you around.
Hey, gay boy.
I don't get it.
But did you die?
You're one crazy son of a bitch. Jesus. Why are you pointing a gun at me?
I give Ernest blow, Ernest die.
Oh, man. At the end, you see him in the Santa sleigh, like driving away. That'd be great.
Mr. Chow.
Yeah, in like the High Point, Low Point trilogies, you've got like the live action Ninja Turtles. So like you've got the first two, and then you've got the third one, which is like a huge drop off.
Yeah.
Matt doesn't even acknowledge the third one.
You don't like it when they go back in time. Back Actually, another trilogy nobody talks about is Dances with Wolves and Avatar.
No, it's Dances with Wolves, Fern Gully, and then Avatar.
I went to sleep and I had a dream about this movie. I'm going to make it.
Sir, that's literally just, you know, blue, like someone just messing with the color on your Dances with Wolves TV.
Sir, that's just the plot to Dance with Wolves and looks a lot like Fern Gully.
But their tails connect to the trees. What are you on, James? Oh, shit. Did you see that thing that said that Matt Damon had a chance to be an Avatar?
And then he
botched it. That made me think of another trilogy was the Bourne trilogy. The Bourne Identity, the Bourne...
Ultimatum.
Ultimatum and Supremacy.
Yeah. So
all three of those. I can't pick those apart in my head.
I can honestly not
separate them. I mean, I feel like they're all of equal or similar value and quality. Am I off here? Yeah.
They're all decent. They're decent.
Yeah. Like it's a good watch.
Action. What about the Triple X trilogy?
Is that because
you got the first one with Xander, you got the second one with Ice Cube, and you got the third one with Xander.
Yep. I mean, solid.
The return of Xander.
Yeah. And previously you'd have Pitch Black, but they added an extra movie onto that. Yeah. You know, you had Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, and then you had Riddick, and what was the last one?
Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia, which is also a trilogy.
Nobody brought up Predator or Aliens.
Just because they have Alien versus Predator and all of that, so it feels like they went on way too long. In the third Alien movie.
Yeah, you know? True.
And then there's Alien Resurrection. So I didn't really want to bring attention to that.
And then there's Ernest versus Aliens.
Oh, my stomach hurts, Vern. Know what I mean?
What other fucking
God, movie? That would have been amazing. Could you remember the Predator? Could you imagine the Predator hunting Ernest and Ernest doing all these weird characters and stuff like that? And the Predator is just like, what the fuck?
No, dude, the best thing would be like the aliens, dude, and they're fucking spraying their acid blood. Ernest, like,
I'm just thinking like Predator, like, looks and he sees him and he's dressed as like a woman. And he's like, I think he went that way. He's just like, and the Predator's like scratching its head and all that. It's
like, we should just write a movie that just mashes up everything. We'll have fucking Optimus Prime fight
elves
aliens.
In it. Elf is in it as the alien. He's like, hey, what's going on?
There we go.
I would definitely include Elf or the actor that played Elf in any movie I wrote.
I'm trying to think, are there any more fucking like trilogies out there?
Yeah, I was surprised we missed The Hangover because it seems like that's something that's not
like,
really.
Those are like fun movies, but like they're not resonating.
Yeah, I think it had its time and its past.
I mean, you can. I'll watch them when they're on, but like I'll watch the first one, but like two, I could leave it. Three, I could leave it. But one is just a classic. You know, one. You know, by far, one's the movie.
Well, we've got what two. Old School and then Step Brothers and Talladega Nights and all that, like that's kind of a thing.
How do you feel about the M. Night Shyamalan trilogy of Glass, Split, and what's the other one? Shit, missing the third one there. The
Unbreakable.
Well, Glass is the third. Yeah, I feel good about it. I feel like it was good. That's actually part of my Weekend Geek. So I don't know if you guys want to get into that.
So jump into that shit.
So yeah, let's jump off this trilogy bullshit and jump into some Weekend Geek.
I'll kick us off this time. So
keep all over us.
M. Night Shyamalan has his own series.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Shyamalan. Nah.
Shyamalan?
Nah.
Fucking.
Shyamalan.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson has his own series called On the Line.
With the M. Night Shyamalan.
So I started watching them, and I started watching his fourth movie, which was The Village, right?
Yeah.
The Village takes a lot of shit. Like people shit on The Village and they're like, oh, worst fucking movie ever made. It is not even close to the worst movie ever made.
No,
it's not bad.
His worst one ever was the Mark Wahlberg one.
Yeah, The Happening, which was really...
I like it, but yeah, that's probably his worst one.
Like, it's that's what they base Bird Box on.
Actually, no, I take that back. Lady in the Water.
I watched that too, and that is not as bad as The Happening.
Like, dude, like, it's fucking wind. And like they make it like kind of scary, dude.
Hey,
I don't hate that movie because of John Leguizamo, but I will say this: I hated Zooey Deschanel in that movie.
Hey, you gotta watch out for the grass. Let's eat some hot dogs.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of like that's the predecessor for the Be Quiet movies. You know,
yeah,
the,
pretty much.
You know, I call it Be Quiet, but I watched The Village again. Adrian Brody, completely forgot that he was in this movie with Joaquin Phoenix and all that. Yeah, and
he went full retard.
Oh yeah, he did. And actually, it is no surprise.
And talking about that. He definitely went full retard, and his career never bounced back from that. Actually,
that was after he won the Oscar for The Pianist, right?
Yeah.
So
then he went full retard and never was really in a good movie ever since.
Except for the Predator 3,
well,
right?
Yeah, he was in Predators, that one.
Yeah, he was. You liked him in that, so
I liked him in that. But I'm just saying,
he was good in King Kong. Come on,
that movie was all right.
The Peter Jackson King Kong was good with Jack Black.
Yeah, it was all right.
I like that shit. So, you know. But
well, I like that shit. Fuck you.
So I watched that. And I'm just surprised too, because it's like The Village has like it's got a decent story to it. It's got decent actors like William Hurt in it and stuff, and Brendan Gleeson. You know, you're starting to see him everywhere now. But it's like I'm like, wow, I feel like people should go back and watch that movie, because now that like all the hate is done with it, just go back and watch it for what it is. And it's not bad.
I actually kind of like the story premise.
Yeah, I do too. It's like, okay, they formed this commune and all that, and they paid all these people off with their connections so no one would fly over and know where they are.
Yeah.
Makes fucking sense. It's like, all right, cool.
Dude, for what it is, like, it's a cool little twist.
Yeah.
It's a fun little movie, and it's just like, it, you know, I dig it. All his movies are kind of that way. It's like, yeah.
I like the characters in Lady in the Water, because it was not so much about like a singular plot point as like all these crazy characters that just happen to be at this one condo where they all live.
It was about a lady in water.
Yeah, kind of that. You know, Signs was good. You know, so watching Signs.
Signs is my favorite one of his all time.
The problem with Signs is that Scary Movie 3 trilogy. Scary Movie 3 was so fucking good that I can only remember Scary Movie 3 and not remember Signs.
No.
That's how ingrained it, like when you think of Scary Movie 2, you think of like Chris Elliott and Take My Little Hand. Then you think of Swing, you know, it's like, and he's got his wife like cut in half and shit. And it's like Charlie Sheen. That's prime Charlie Sheen right there. So good.
No, the best thing is the alien pisses through his finger and he's got his mouth in Leslie Nielsen. His finger in Leslie Nielsen's mouth.
Yeah. And they had the Brokeback Mountain scene and all that with like Anthony Anderson and Kevin Hart. That was the first time I ever saw Kevin Hart.
Can I get some nuts?
They're like trying to kill people. They're like, oh shit. He's got the shovel.
I just like the little, my favorite scene of that is when they're doing like the ring or whatever, and that kid's at the funeral home, and he's like, "Your kid's gonna be an asshole."
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead. Yeah, the Sixth Sense. Yeah, but the Shyamalan stuff's pretty good. So I rewatched a bunch of those in anticipation of starting the series. I'm gonna do that. I think it's already over, so I can just kind of binge watch however many episodes. I have not seen two of his films. I've not seen Devil, and I haven't seen Old. So I'm gonna.
Oh, get fucking on the... Devil's great, dude.
Yeah, Devil.
Yeah, you were telling me that actually. Yeah,
I actually yeah. Really enjoyed Old too.
Yeah, I like the actors that are in it, so I'm like, I want to check it out.
Old was pretty good. I'm looking forward to the new one with David Bautista.
Oh, is it the scary one?
The cabin one or whatever.
Yeah, that might be what I'm talking about. I thought that was a series, but
is it a series? I thought, because I know he has a series on Apple TV. Servant.
Oh, that's okay. All right,
it's called Cabin, or what is it called?
Captain it Stabbin. It's about a boat, and and there's some stabbing going on.
And the rocking, I'm probably masturbating in it.
Yeah, that's the twist.
No, the twist in Captain the stabbing Ron. Cabin is they're like, "What brings you here?" And he's like, "Don't say doing your son,
doing your wife."
The twist is it's really just a remake of Captain Ron. So
stabbing your son.
But so watching those, I did get to watch the new Nicolas Cage Western called The Old Way. I don't know if you guys got to catch that yet.
I haven't watched it, but I want to.
Dude, I liked it. And the vibe it gives off is very much, what's it, Rooster Cogburn. with they remade it, the John Wayne one. I can't think of it right now.
John Wayne. Oh, True Grit.
True Grit. It gives off a True Grit vibe, but it's really funny how he plays this one because he doesn't overplay it at all. Everything is like even keel. You know, like he's super subdued playing this one. He's calm, and he is like he's basically like John Wick in the West, which is kind of crazy. But I didn't realize it until just now. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. I would watch it again, I think, the old way. And it's only like 135 minutes or something. So
I moved out west to collect dinosaur bones and be left alone.
No, that's Yellowstone.
It's like, y'all fucking keep coming around trying to kill me for my dinosaur bones.
Yeah, really. Yeah. But the only other Weekend Geek thing is The Last Ronin, the new series, is coming out next week. So that'll be The Lost Years. That's going to be coming out. That'll be pretty fun. Nice. Four new turtles. We don't know what their names are going to be or anything yet.
Huh. Interesting. Four new turtles.
Pablo Picasso, Jackson Pollock.
Beethoven.
There's like no wrong answers on it. I mean, you could say like John Paul George Ringo, you know, and it's like we don't know yet. So I'm thinking she's gonna pull from like punk culture, and we'll see like Sid Vicious, you know, like and then she'll like throw stuff out like that because that would be like contemporary what she would be listening to. So I'm thinking maybe she'll pull from like music or something, but you could be absolutely right. And I think Picasso was an excellent guess.
I know what they're going to be called. Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman.
Nice.
And
we watched that together. Jack Johnson and
and Walker and Texas Ranger.
That's right. That's good names. Yeah. Nacho cheese fountain.
I like to picture my turtles with a tuxedo t-shirt on.
Oh, I was drinking, you ass. I like to think of my Jesus with a Ninja Turtle shirt on.
But not grown Jesus, the little baby Jesus.
Little baby Jesus? He's got a shell
in to protect turtle himself?
Because, you know, I like when he does that because it says I'm immature and I like to party.
Yeah, exactly. And mine's got these golden eagle wings and a Leonard Skinner shirt.
As little as a child.
Mine's got the original accessories that are orange, not the brown ones.
Mine plays bass for ZZ Top.
I like to picture my turtle Jesus with a technodrome.
I want a turtle Jesus now, like a buddy Christ, but he's only got three fingers. He's like, arr.
Let's go throw some of Shredder's war medals off.
Let's go throw Shredder's armor off a bridge.
Cowabunga, I don't know what it means, but I like it.
I'm all hepped up on sewer dew.
Oh, see, we wrote it. We already.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. I mean, Ernest as a Ninja Turtle, obviously.
Sewer Knights.
Ernest Wood.
Yeah.
All right, you guys must have done some geeky stuff. What the fuck? I can't believe I almost spit because you were saying that shit.
I'm gonna find you a turtle Jesus now.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, I'll have it custom made.
I'll go. I rewatched all of the Transformer movies and definitely just made fun of Optimus Prime all weekend.
In 3D?
No, I didn't watch them in 3D, but I was just walking around the house all weekend, literally just being like, I'm going to put the pizza in. Roll out.
You could tell that Anthony Hopkins did not give a flying crap about that performance. He's just like, we've been the Knights of the Round for blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yep, he got his check for his one day of shooting.
They paid him up front.
Yeah, no kidding. They drove a truck with all their money up to my house. I'm not made of stone.
Spared no expense.
Here's your booby crusted clown nose, Krusty.
But so I watched that. I finally watched Barbarian.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
I fucking liked it, dude. I liked it a lot.
It's a good movie. You know,
except for the chick in that movie, I'm like, you deserve to die.
The cop scene I could have done without, but it's like she was a little weird. But I mean, at the end, she kind of like flipped around. But
yeah.
She shouldn't have gone in the house in the first place. In the movie,
she shouldn't have went back in there like three times.
Yeah. And she kicks out the window and all that, and she sees that. I'm like, you know what? At this point, leave your damn car and just get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, just leave. Just go.
Did you have a favorite part that you remember?
The start of It, dude, when they fucking kill It in the basement. And I was like, that's the start of them, dude.
I like Papa. And my favorite part is the breastfeeding.
Yeah. That's so gross.
I mean, it's definitely, definitely gross.
But, yeah, it's pretty funny when he was measuring, you know, like he's gonna add all this extra square footage.
Yeah,
like you're such a dick,
dude. Justin Long is such a dick in that movie.
Yeah, yeah,
it's fucking funny, man.
You could not wait to see what was gonna happen to him, and then they deliver.
Yeah, but definitely, I definitely liked it.
Yeah,
and then did I really watch? So no, I didn't really fucking watch any of the other movies. Except for that, but the big Week in Geek find, I showed you guys the picture, I picked it up today, was the Home Alone 2 crew jacket that I got.
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome.
Can you tell us what you paid for that or no?
I'll tell you, I paid $50 for it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not a bad find, especially getting to talk to the lady who sold it to me, like her and her husband are big time Hollywood people, so it's like pretty cool.
And they live in the Chicago area?
They do. They live in the northern suburbs of Chicago in the rich area.
Oh, okay.
They live very close to the actual Home Alone house.
Oh, cool. So
that's funny. But yeah, I was like, holy shit. Like
why wouldn't they what did you ask why they were selling it or you just
I asked the lady, I started the question of how did you get this?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it's my husband's. He worked on the film. We both work in, you know, in Hollywood and run movies and stuff. She's like, it was actually in our basement forever and we're just cleaning out.
Oh, shit. So they don't even care about money. They just wanted the $50. That's, yeah.
Yeah, dude. They didn't care, dude. They live in house. Their house is probably $1 million house. You know, yeah. They don't give shit. But nice. They were super. The lady, she was super nice. And then come to find out, yeah, she's worked on like Stranger Things and
that's cool.
A bunch of other shit. But yeah, I was definitely like, hey, if you got more stuff, give me a call.
That's totally cool.
That's how I make all my connections, man. If I buy something and say, hey, find something else, let me know. And I've gotten that call the second time, and then, hey, I found some more stuff.
Yeah, dude. Especially because I'm like, I can only imagine what they have in their basement because like. Looking at the stuff that like she's worked on, I'm like, dude, you've worked on some big ass projects. So like, you got some stranger shit things in your basement.
What's her role? Like,
she is a script supervisor and continuity person.
Okay, so she's like detail person. So
yeah, so she goes through the script to make sure it makes sense.
It's like almost like a stage manager. That
and she's probably taking Polaroids too and shit. And
oh yeah, that. Yeah, good point. Like,
costumes line up.
Yeah, I'm sure she's got some cool shit. Like, I'm sure she's got scripts laying around. And
all I'd love to, like, dude, get your hands on some Polaroids.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, dude, it'd be cool to be like, get like a box of like, oh, I got like these 8 scripts and Polaroids and mock-up drawings and shit and all this.
I got this Polaroid of Jake Gyllenhaal. Do you want it? Do you have anything else? I've got this Polaroid of Maggie Gyllenhaal. Do you just have Gyllenhaal Polaroids? It's like...
If it's in the movie The Secretary, I'm fucking in.
Like it's like it's not. It's in The Dark Knight. Oh shit.
He just opens it up and it's like Scary Movie and it's like, so what do you think about these?
I'm yeah, like, it's like, do you have any Jake again? That's gonna hear like, do you have Prince of Persia?
Looks they're like oh
sand.
Yes. My husband worked on Alita Battle Angel. Would you like to buy that?
You know what? I'm going to see you later.
Please never contact me again.
Yeah. My husband's Fred Durst. I'm out of here.
No, I'd actually be like, I would like to speak to him.
Phew!
Sir, I have one question. Did you do it for the nookie?
Like, is and it did true you shove that nookie? Yeah. Does a chainsaw really skin your ass raw?
Do you break shit on days you don't want to wake up because everything is fucked?
Pardon me, miss. Sucks? Is it really his way or the highway? When you say Roland,
I'd be like, can I purchase your collection of backwards baseball caps, please?
No, because they're fucking Yankees hats. No, burn that shit. This one is worn by Fred Durst.
Anything not else? All the time. He had the what the fucking those kangaroo hats too, whatever those were.
He always wore a red backwards Yankees cap. That was
he did, but he also had the fucking bucket ones that were popular back
in the day. Oh yeah, no, on right. Yeah.
The coot.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Kangle.
Yeah, whatever they were. Kegels.
Yeah, the Kegel hat.
Kegel.
It tightens to your head.
But
that's a successful week, man. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Dude, I was giddy as all hell, like when I got the coat, because it's cool. It's got like a John Hughes patch on the side.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I saw the patch, dude. That's cool.
Comes with you grow a mullet when you wear it.
I just fucking put it on, dude. I started writing some.
You mean like your superpower now is you can just free frame his high five, dude. You know,
you do the best John Candy. You're not a
walk away,
net, are you, Bug?
You just throw your arm up and you just free frame.
How do you guys know that's what I did in front of her house for 10 minutes and the cops were called?
She's like, "Get this guy the fuck out of here."
Are you holding up a boombox? No, that's fucking. what's his name?
As soon as I was walking out the door, an Asian guy, he flipped down from the roof and he was like, "What's happening, hot stuff?"
When's he coming back to Hollywood? Come on.
But dude, I wrote like 3 scripts. As soon as I got home, I put the coat on. Just
yeah, the funny thing is, it's just like, you know, they're all involving John Candy, who has passed. So it's like, they're just not going to work. Who could replace him? Seriously, there's still not been a person.
I wrote the sequel to Breakfast Club. I wrote Brunch Club.
And, yeah, Brunch Club. Yep,
Home Alone 37.
Yep. It checks out.
Macaulay Culkin.
Not alone. Everyone.
Macaulay Culkin, since he's now older, he has a back problem. He can't get out of bed. So his family leaves him and goes on vacation.
You know what? I mean, you could say what you want about Macaulay Culkin, but he has to be the smartest motherfucker in Hollywood.
He's
you
not know, broke, so that's
he, yeah. No, he's not broke. Like he was engaged to Mila Kunis. You know, it's like
he's not on tour like Corey Feldman.
No, I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to work.
I want to go see Corey Feldman live, dude. That shit looks fun.
Dude, it looks like
a good dancer.
It looks like a Michael Jackson concert mixed with I don't know what.
Who cares, dude?
No, I know. That's exactly what it is.
You want to go watch it for his angels?
didn't his wife divorce him? I think she was one of his angels or something like that. In this
something.
I don't know. Like, is he attractive to women? That's the question. Because he's, "Hey, it's me, Corey Feldman. Hey, I'm wearing a hat." And it's like, okay, you're not Michael Jackson. Why do you have that little Superman curl?
Because he thinks he's Michael Jackson, bro.
Whatever, dude. He had a hard fucking life, dude. Come on, leave him alone.
I just think he's weird now, and you know he could have been nicer to fucking Emmanuel Lewis. You know,
Matt's gonna be the new viral sensation. He's gonna be the new Britney person. The leave Britney alone. He's gonna be leave Corey alone.
You know what? She was the one who was right out of all this shit that came out.
Dude, like, he's not hurting anybody. He's making money. If people want to go see him and support him, who fucking cares, dude?
Oh, I mean, dude, if you want to go watch him, that's fine. I gotta knock the guy. I mean, I'm gonna knock him, but I'm gonna make fun of him because I've seen the clips, dude, and he can't sing.
Yeah, still, man, it's like him doing the Lost Boys theme. It's a fucking such a great movie, man. It's nostalgia. You're paying for nostalgia, man.
Yeah.
The Frog Brothers. Now there's 3 Lost Boys movies. Actually, there's 4.
Fuck so.
You want to know what? I'll say, "Fuck you, Corey Feldman. You don't got a John Hughes coat."
You got no John Hughes coat.
And that's when I freeze frame.
Oh yeah, freeze. It's like, why do you talk like that? He's got jewels in his mouth.
I didn't do much for my Weekend Geek, man. I've been watching The Sopranos from the start. I'm in season 5 now.
Solid.
We went to Olive Garden last week, and I'm like, don't fucking flex.
Did you get some fucking gabagola, bro?
Yeah, some gabagool.
Gabagool? You got some fucking gabagool?
Yeah. I quoted that.
It's all about the gabagool.
I quoted Sopranos this week. I was talking about do you remember when he was just bringing the chef in? And he's like, "Indian food, you know what they put in that fucking shit?"
Sopranos was a great show.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like the last 2 seasons are great, man.
Got that fucking gabagool.
Gabagool. Fucking flexing.
I watched a thing where someone put together how many times they mentioned Gabagool in that series.
Yeah, I watched that.
They really like it.
Get the Gabagool.
Did you ask for that at Olive Garden? Huh? You're like, hey, Gabagool away.
Hey, when you fucking hear your fucking family, guy.
Yeah. When you hear your family, so fucking kick up.
What are you doing, you motherfucker? You know,
Matt's gonna have that persona at the flea markets now.
God, that's another guy that was gone like way too soon.
Always had
Gandolfini.
What the fuck? You gotta come over here, you're gonna fucking insult me? You gotta fucking do it?
And then I watched fucking The Saints of Newark, dude. I hadn't seen it.
Did you like it? Did you like it after watching everything or
I'm not reading anything about it. You just throw it on, you know it's part of The Sopranos, and you're like, oh shit, there's that guy. Oh shit, there's that guy. And I kind of spent my whole time watching it, kind of figure out who these people were in The Sopranos.
Yep.
Yeah. Once I laid it all out for myself, and then it tells the story it tells, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like the main character is Michael. So
like, I want it to be about his dad. And
yes,
and it's like, I get it. Waiting a few days and kind of thinking on it. I like it. It's a nice take on it. And it
John Barenthal's good in it. And Ray Liotta's really fucking good in it. And that was probably like the last really good Ray Liotta that we got. You know,
Shantex was the last good
one. Oh, you think that's the Ray Liotta, honey?
He's in that new Cocaine Bear movie.
Yeah.
His ghost is in it.
No, he's in it.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
No shit. So maybe that'll be the last good one.
He fucking gave the bear some Shantex.
Watching him in Blackbird was fucking sad. What are you doing?
Fucking stop smoking.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Who the fuck would do that?
Why the fuck would you stop smoking?
Why the fuck would I want to do that?
You're amusing. You're funny. How am I funny, huh? How am I funny like a fucking clown?
Thinking about Week in Geek, one thing I did watch that I should have brought up because it's pretty big right now is The Last of Us.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I caught the first two episodes of Velma. I'm not going to watch any more of that. And this is the next one before I get rid of Max completely.
I don't want to watch Velma. I heard I don't want to watch Velma. And
I'd be honest with you, dude. You're not going to like it. Don't even waste your time.
I've heard it's the absolute worst.
I watched it because someone challenged me to watch it to defend if I like it or not, because I said I didn't like it. So I didn't like it.
Unless it shows full frontal spread nudity about.
All right. No on the spread, but the other parts, yes, but they're covered with, like, they show butts. But it's like a lot of like the wrong steps that you're doing. It's like, oh yeah, we're trying to make this like this, but we're really sexualizing teenagers. What are you doing?
Hmm.
Like, do you have a direction that you're going in? So it's like, oh yeah, we're going to make jokes about stuff and then make a joke about the Me Too movement. That doesn't make sense. Like, you're literally going one way and then shooting back the other way. Like, you're not the Simpsons. Figure your shit out, you know? Yeah. And it's a lot like The Office for me, where it punches down. So I just don't really like it.
Yeah. Watch The Last of Us.
Good.
I think that show's going to have some good promise.
Yeah, I guess
it's Pedro Pascal, dude. Small. That guy doesn't fucking do anything bad anymore.
After Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman was definitely, I think, his worst. And then wasn't he also in that 666 movie or whatever with fucking Ben Affleck or whatever? They're like Navy SEALs and all that.
Oh, shit. That was, I liked that movie, Triple Frontier.
Yeah, that movie.
I fucking liked it.
It was all right.
Yeah, I know you're all like ambivalent. That's a throwback to what, like 2018? Yeah, I like that shit. That. Maybe
Triple Frontier was
probably 2016 or something. Yeah,
but not my bet. Not my
or a Netflix movie. It's like, okay, we get The Old Guard, which is like a slightly better garbage movie. I would say it's actually a little bit better than Triple Frontier, man. It's like
garbage.
Yeah, and I don't know. Then you get like Spencer Confidential and shit. So it's like
anytime a movie comes straight to Netflix, I don't have high hopes.
I don't know. Sometimes they got some good stuff. Like sometimes you remember that Munsters movie?
like I'll say Glass Onion was pretty decent. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be watching that this week. I think I've started it, so I want to watch the whole thing through.
But then Netflix also gave us Sandy Drexler.
Oh, Sandy Wexler, the Hollywood agent.
Yeah, not Drexler, Wexler, whatever.
Yeah, but we also got fucking Hubie Halloween, which was not bad. It was not good, but it was not bad.
A lot of people hated the Ridiculous Six. I didn't mind it.
It's better than
the only person I really didn't care for in that movie was Taylor Lautner.
I would rather watch Pauly Shore is Dead than watch Sandy Wexler again.
It's a movie. Wexler.
Yeah.
I would rather watch Pauly Shore's actual dead body instead of Sandy Wexler.
I would rather watch Biodome with Ernest in it.
I would Ernest rather...
Yeah, Ernest and Biodome, right?
I would rather watch Ernest jerk off in the Biodome than watch Sandy Wexler again.
I would rather watch The Nutty Professor with Ernest doing all the roles instead of Eddie Murphy. And that's just a statement. It doesn't have anything to do with what you were saying.
I would rather have Tony Soprano shove a road flare up my bunghole.
Did that happen?
I only did that because I heard that Buffalo Bob fella shove a road flare
up your butt. That Buffalo Bob fella. That's fucked up.
Nothing happened.
Oh my god, that's a Mel Gibson movie.
Gibson.
Did anybody watch that Mel Gibson movie? The I know I said Gibson on the line where he's like recording, and I don't know. I haven't seen what it is, but
no. Mm-hmm. No, he's in that like. I don't know, dude. Like, Mel Gibson's, like, in that realm of, like, he does some really good movies lately, and then he does, like, his street
TV. I know, yeah, you liked Fat Man.
I did. I liked Fat Man.
Is there anything that's coming out right now that you guys are looking forward to seeing? Like, I know Ant-Man's got some buzz on it. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is coming to streaming.
Dude, John Wick's coming out in, like, 2 months.
John Wick, yep.
Nah, dude, the movies haven't been the same, dude.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward
TV,
to pretty much
TV's
like,
king right now, you know?
I mean, I'm going to go watch the Mario movie. It comes out on my birthday.
I saw Sonic, so it's like I would see that for
I'll
free,
probably go watch the Mario too, man, just because I like Mario. You know?
I'll go watch Mario, you know, and
Luigi.
And then I'll fall asleep during it, probably just like I did Sonic.
That is, yeah, that's fair, knowing you, yep.
Definitely going to go see John Wick, probably multiple times.
Go to the Mario movie.
Well, you and I will see that together, I'm sure.
Yes, and I'm sure I'll have to see it with my dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll get your dad out, you know?
I'm going to go to the Mario movie dressed up as Peach.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to go dressed as the lower part of Donkey Kong.
I'm just going to go dress naked.
Oh, okay.
That's nothing.
So you're gonna stream it at home?
My mushroom's just gonna be out. For everybody.
He's just gonna paint the tip of his.
He's just gonna, go dress up as his fucking mushroom, but it's just gonna be him holding his fucking dick
In a box. he's gonna be wearing a little pipe.
You want a one up?
Man, he's wearing that sewer pipe from the Turtles' Lair.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, just the best. Put your head in there, hey.
It's coins, I swear.
I'm gonna glue it to my ass cheeks, and I'm gonna have the front be that little like fucking thing that pops out of the sewer. My dick will be that.
Oh my god.
That's the mushroom that makes you big. Hey yo.
Hey.
I'm cosplaying as Mario.
Yeah, it's just my dick in a pipe. Get it?
Stir your dicks just out. No, I'm cosplaying.
It's a mushroom. It's a one-up.
It's a one-up. Don't fucking get it. God.
I'm going to C2E2 with my dick out and a pipe up my ass.
It's a one-up. It's a one-up, Jerry.
It's a me.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, I'm already getting in trouble. Oh, man. Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed.
Hey, princess, you want to see my peaches?
Look out. That guy's riding a boot.
I'll paint my ball sack like Yoshi or something.
It's a fire plant.
It's a syphilis.
Oh, man. Or better yet, it'll be the flagpole at the end of the round. You have to jump on it, sweetie, to make it go down.
Yeah. Wow, good effect. Yeah,
you got to work it with both hands to make that flagpole go down.
When he walks in the room, you hear.
And I'll make sure I shit while I walk to it. I'll be like, you got to pick those coins up, sweetie.
Ew. Ernest in Mario Land. Sorry, I'll leave that. Oh God! Yeah,
that should be a new segment. We should just have fucking horrible cosplay.
Oh man, that's like when we used to put the Rock in every movie. The Mario with the Rock. Hey Luigi, we gotta go jump on shit.
That's what we should do. We should have a segment called Inappropriate Cosplay.
I like it. That's definitely
this year for C2E2. I'm going dressed as a predator. I got a polo. Some
pancakes. It'll just be like our dick and stuff.
Look, it's Harley Quinn.
Yo, why is that offensive? Well, my dick's inside of it. You see? Sure.
Are you cosplaying as Ernest? No, I'm a predator.
leave for Ernest alone. Oh my God. All right. Check us out online at GeekLifeHQ on Twitter, on Instagram, GeekLifeHQ on
Facebook. My friend here, Jose, he's cosplaying as an alien.
What's happening?
What's up, fool?
Get it? Predators versus aliens.
You know what I mean?
I was the guy who was Mario last year.
He was like, you know what I mean, fool?
Hey Mario, it's me, John Leguizamo. Oh, that's awful. All right, I'm gonna cut it off on that.
They should mix John Wick with Mario.
It'd work.
You're telling me I've got to eat a mushroom?
People are asking me, am I a back? Yeah, you're going to say I'm a back. Woohoo! You were killing my Yoshi.
You're telling me my princess is in another castle? Oh shit. All right, I have to stop.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
They're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.
Greetings! We are the Retro Reductopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right! We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons, I don't know, help me out here.
Music, pants, quoting video games that don't have dialogues,
Shabibans,
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoflange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redocupus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey, they might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Redocupus is part of the Dorkening and Inebriar podcast networks, with new episodes every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or any podcast player cool enough to carry the only show that celebrates all things that make growing up awesome.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Steven.
And I'm Sammy.
And we are the hosts of the CSI Vegas Files audio podcast.
If you're a CSI fan with some time to kill, we offer weekly episodic breakdowns starting from season one. Every week, we rate, review, offer fun facts, and expose continuity errors, all while reminiscing about one of the greatest franchises in TV history.
So grab your magnifying glass, your fingerprint powder, and your listening device, and listen to us on all major podcasting distributors and on the Dorkening Podcast Network.